Chapter 1. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Oh, pluck a duck, he'd lost one again. Trying to get those girls in one place was harder than herding cats. Cats with ADHD who'd been popping acid. Bradley should know. He'd been running around after them for long enough. Where's Carmen?
Emmy shrugged and took another sip of coffee.
Think she went to get her cooth.
Bradley let out a long sigh.
Why did he do this?
I've already told her that she doesn't need a gun. We're going to a spa resort, not a war zone.
Health farm,
Emmy muttered, and he glared at her.
Spa resort. You need to get healthier. How many cups of coffee have you had today?
2, 3.
And it's not even 7 o'clock. Breakfast should be a smoothie and porridge, according to Toby, not caffeine and a donut.
Over the years, Bradley had spent many hours conferring with Toby, Emmy's nutritionist. The two men shared a sense of despair when it came to encouraging Emmy and her friends to do what was good for them. Bradley loved each and every one of those girls, from their pretty heads to their karate-kicking feet. But their stubborn personalities sometimes made him wish he still worked in a hair salon. Carmen sauntered into view, carrying a knapsack and a suspiciously large case, and Bradley couldn't hold back the groan that escaped.
What's in there?
Accessories.
The kind of accessories that can put a bullet through a man's head at 1,000 yards?
1,500.
You don't need a sniper rifle at Cedar Ridge. We're going for 3 days of rest and relaxation, and they don't have anywhere for shooting.
Nate gave me this when we got married. Think of it as an alternative wedding ring. It stays with me.
Bradley blinked a couple of times, but that only made the tick in his eye worse.
Fine. Fine. Put it in the trunk.
He still had 95 miles to convince her to leave it there.
Or perhaps he could take it out when she wasn't looking.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Now Mac had disappeared, and this trip was for her bachelorette weekend.
Okay. Plan B. He needed handcuffs, duct tape, and zip ties. But he only made it halfway back to the house before Carmen opened the rear door of her Mercedes G-Wagon.
Bradley, what's all this stuff?
Tia's luggage.
But I thought we were only going for 3 days.
We are.
He still needed to break the news to Tia that all of her admittedly excellent packing efforts had been for nothing. Cedar Ridge operated a strict dress policy, one that didn't include 5-inch stilettos or cocktail dresses, which meant she wouldn't need a thing from her 6 suitcases while they were in the resort building. Carmen slammed the door in disgust and shoved her things into Emmy's car instead, cursing under her breath in Spanish as she did so. And miracle of miracles, Mac ran out of the house with yet another charging cable in her hand. She wouldn't need that either. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6!
Fanda bedozy, we can leave.
Finally, Bradley added under his breath.
We need to be there by 9 o'clock, and we're already running 20 minutes late.
Dan looked up from her perch on the hood of the car. Emmy's driving the Cayenne. We got plenty of time. Bradley patted his pocket again, just in case.
Yes, his Valium was still tucked safely inside.
For years, he'd simply closed his eyes whenever he rode in a vehicle with Emmy. But every time she braked hard, they popped open all of their own accord, because it's better to see death coming. With pharmaceutical help, he could keep his heart rate under 140.
Who's with me? Emmy asked.
Max in the front, seeing as it's her party. I'll ride in the back with Dan.
Oh, how Bradley wished he could ride in Carmen's car. But Emmy would arrive first.
She always did, and he needed to be there to facilitate check-in.
Wait, I forgot my sunglasses.
Tia leapt out of the car before anyone could stop her and ran towards the house.
You have two pairs right here,
Emmy yelled after her.
Neither of those match my new swimsuit.
Deep breaths. Think happy, calming thoughts. Should I go and get her? Lara offered, already climbing out of the G-Wagon.
Thank you, Lara, but I'll go.
Because otherwise two girls would be missing.
You stay here and don't let anybody else leave, under any circumstances.
What if we get attacked by aliens? Emmy asked. Dan giggled. Had she been drinking this morning? Or killer monkeys?
I'm sure Carmen has a gun for that. Stay here.
10 minutes later, Bradley settled in for 95 miles of hell. As Emmy accelerated down the driveway, he checked his seatbelt, checked it again, then leaned back to practice his breathing exercises. In on three, out on five. In on three, out on five. Quite frankly, it was a miracle they were going to Cedar Ridge at all. The weekend had been a nightmare to arrange. Emmy, Dan, and Mac worked full-time for Blackwood, a private security firm owned by Emmy, her husband, Carmen's husband, and Lara's boyfriend. Carmen worked there part-time around being a mom. Lara volunteered for several local charities, and Tia assisted Bradley, mostly by shopping. A girl after his own heart. Their hectic schedules meant that this was the only weekend before Mac's wedding that all six of them were free. And with Luke and his bachelor party heading to Vegas at the same time, Emmy hadn't wanted to leave the office. Thankfully, Mac had resorted to blackmail. Ams, I'll only ever have one bachelorette party, and it won't be the same without you there.
But what if there's an emergency?
The Sundown Spa is only a couple of hours away, and we'll have our phones. Plus, I can access the entire Blackwood network remotely.
We've never been away at the same time as the guys before.
Logan said he'd stay at the office for the whole weekend, and Zav's offered to help out, too.
But
if you don't come, I'm never erasing a speeding ticket for you again. That last threat worked, and Bradley had spent weeks organizing Mac's trip. Only for disaster to strike at the last minute. When an early morning phone call had turned his perfectly ordered world upside down last week, he'd been on the verge of tearing out his highlights. The mere memory of it made him break out in a cold sweat.
Is this Bradley? It's Valeria from the Sundown Spa.
Located near Blacksburg, the Sundown Spa had every amenity a person could imagine, and some Bradley had never even dreamed of. A hot stone massage using actual meteorites? An ambergris and opal facial? Bradley had been tempted by the latter until he Googled what ambergris was. No amount of revitalization was worth putting that on his delicate visage. But sperm whale goop or no sperm whale goop, the Sundown Spa was the place to go for a weekend break. Emphasis on the was.
Yes, this is Bradley. Are you calling about the goodie bags? Because if there's still a supply problem with the Chateau Miel Grande Glow Cream, then a substitute would be acceptable. It's not about the cream.
The tremor in Valeria's voice made Bradley's pulse kick up a notch, and his smartwatch began beeping at him.
There's been a small mishap.
What kind of mishap?
A therapy goat got loose in the meditation temple, and unfortunately, one of our guests had lit half a dozen mango and patchouli candles to help rebalance her chakras. One of them got knocked into the drapes, and the fire department did a wonderful job, but I'm afraid there's no way we'll be ready to reopen in time for your friend's bachelorette celebration.
In on three, out on five, in on three, out on five.
How about I send a team of builders to help out? He didn't like Valeria's nervous giggle.
I'm afraid it's a little beyond that. Half of the main building got damaged, most of the roof fell down, and you can smell burned incense from half a mile away. But I could email a list of other spas in the area that might be able to accommodate you.
Bradley forced a smile onto his face, even though he wanted to throw something. Not the crystal horse sculpture on the table in front of him, and not his bespoke diamond-studded clipboard either. Something else. That's very kind of you. In on three, out on five, in on three, out on five. Screw it! He threw the phone. Out of all the other spas he tried, only Cedar Ridge had 7 rooms available at such short notice. Okay, not available exactly, but when he begged Nate to hack into the booking system, he'd found a group of women planning a school reunion who were open to bribery. $500 each. Not bad. He'd have paid triple if they'd pushed. The only problem? Cedar Ridge was no sundown spa. So, now Bradley and his band of badass bitches were on their way for a... Well, it promised to be an interesting weekend. While the sundown spa offered every modern convenience available, from the in-room cappuccino machines to Wi-Fi by the relaxation pool, Cedar Ridge promised a more holistic experience. Back to basics, at one with nature, that sort of thing. He'd considered explaining that to the girls, really he had, but the right moment never quite came up. In truth, he'd worried that they might refuse to go at all, and they needed this break even if they wouldn't admit it. Which was why he'd taken the sensible option and simply omitted to tell them about the teensy change in plans. They'd thank him eventually. They would. Right?